Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Down a job is out of the question. CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Remember the first time you gathered the courage to ride the beast, climbing the stairs as it roared by, filled with anticipation and one last chance to turn back? In life, obstacles can stop you in your tracks, but with a bank like First Horizon behind you with a deeper understanding of your path, you'll be amazed at your ability to rise above. See for yourself at First Horizon, the new face of First Tennessee, where understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers, and every romance isn't the same, is it?
Well, just like every romance is different, every diamond is different, and that's what makes them unique and special, and that's why they're the ultimate symbol of love.
And you have all these different choices at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
Along with about 300 to 400 different engagement rings that are ready-made, ready to go. You can pick your own diamond at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You can pick your own setting. We can put it together for you. So when you get down on one knee, she's going to give you a big yes.
And you have new choices in diamonds at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
It's called alter-created diamonds. And what those are, unlike traditional diamonds that are mined out of the earth, these are grown in a greenhouse.
So what's the difference?
It's chemically, optically, physically, exactly the same. The only difference is it's 30% less expensive, so you can get a bigger, brighter diamond.
You've done it again, Howie.
No. You've done it again.
Robert Irwin Jewelers is still the best place to get engaged.
And remember, we've got free financing, and we've got something for anybody's budget. 4 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Downtown Dining Week celebrates its 11th anniversary, November 11th through 17th. Join Memphis's most popular dining experience for a week of great eats at prices that can't be beat. 60 downtown restaurants are offering three-course dinners for just $20.19 and lunch specials for $10.19. Restaurants like Barware, Sage, Grecian Gourmet, Aldo's, Hugh, Felicia Suzanne's, Majestic Grill, and many more. Go to downtownmemphis.com or visit on Facebook for more info. Sponsored by Coppola Winery, Herradura Tequila, Tanqueray, and your local distillery, Old Dominic.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
That's the music Billy Richmond plays every morning when he wakes up, focused on becoming the greatest chicken house entrepreneur the city has ever seen. He is the Wing Guru. He's a former Memphis basketball player that's got the best wings in town, party hole, boneless, however you like them, 5699 Mount Moriah or 7199 Stage Road. Plenty more locations coming soon. And I'll tell you what, whether it's those fantastic wings with their fantastic premium flavors or his gourmet burger, or just about anything else over there, it is all good over at the Wing Guru. You're going to enjoy yourself.
He needs to come up with a new flavor, a new flavor called the NCAA.
Hate a flavor.
Tastes like BS. That's what it tastes like. But in the meantime, he's got all the other great premium flavors. He's got Honey Suicide. He's got Garlic Sriracha. He's got Spicy Taco. 901. Seems like a good time to get the 901 sauce over at the Wing Guru. They're all amazing, though.
Go get you some Triple J. Support Jaron trying to get out of his slump. And that's happening. It's all happening. Try that Triple J sauce. You will love it. When you see Billy Richmond and Jaron, you tell them that Jason and John sent you.
Thank you for getting that in there about Jaron today. Thank you for that.
Well, he is a little better. A little better this weekend. He's trying to come out of it.
He's fighting, baby. He's fighting. Everybody fighting. All right. We're going to be joined by Jason Fitz at 12:25. But before we do that, let's do the rundown.
Now, it's the Rundown, presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Have you heard the news about James Wiseman, Jason?
What happened, John?
James Wiseman was told by, or at least Memphis was told by the NCAA, that James Wiseman would likely be ineligible. because of Penny Hardaway's booster status to the University of Memphis and the fact that he gave $11,500 in moving expenses to James Wiseman's mother.
Well, hello there.
That is the situation. Now, yesterday, I know there was a gentleman on Twitter who rallied the entire city of Memphis on, I guess it was Saturday afternoon, maybe. His name is Richard Johnson.
Piranha.
Piranha. What a name. The Piranha. He comes on Twitter and says, you know what? I got some thoughts about Memphis.
That's some fervent thoughts.
And I called him. And I said, hey, man, what's the deal here? What do you think about all this? And so I'll just read you some of what I got back from him. I asked him, do James Wiseman in Memphis have a chance to, quote-unquote, win this, right? To win, I don't know what a win exactly constitutes, but do they have a shot to emerge victorious, right? And he really didn't even get into that. He didn't even really want to get into that. His whole point is that everybody that he's been corresponding with about this doesn't really understand what's happening, which is that the president of the university has control. He's the one that makes the final call on everything.
It's a suggestion not to play him because we think he's ineligible from the NCAA.
Exactly. The NCAA has all sorts of processes to help and assist the president, who then usually delegates to the AD and compliance people. The NCAA has the procedures to help determine eligibility, mm-hmm. but they don't ultimately determine eligibility. They can form opinions on what they think, and that is it. According to the lawyer that I spoke to, Richard Johnson, James Wiseman is eligible until David Rudd says he's not. And let me tell you, he ain't going to decide that he's not at this point. There is just absolutely zero chance of that happening. Richard Johnson said, presidents and athletic directors are typically pushed around by the NCAA. From the way it's described, the NCAA is trying to tell Memphis how and why James shouldn't be eligible. These are suggestions. They're not edicts. It's the president's final determination who was saying, hey, thanks for your advice. Okay, so that was the question of do they have a chance to win? Obviously, who knows? It's
who knows?
Who knows if they have a chance to win this? But then I asked him, what are the next steps? What's the recourse here for James Wiseman? And then he says, well, again, there is nothing for James to do. The NCAA has given their 2 cents to the president, who has then told the NCAA, pound salt, F off, essentially by playing James Wiseman.
Yeah.
Under the assumption that Memphis has not suspended James, the only way the NCAA gets jurisdiction is the university has to suspend James. Part of the misunderstanding here is that people think the NCAA's opinion matters. It doesn't. It's a suggestion. The president has said, I don't agree with you. End of story.
It's opinion matters if you want to play in its tournament. We could say that, right, and agree with that part
well,
of it, right?
Potentially. I mean, we've never—
At least to this degree he's speaking of. If it thinks it's ineligible, to this point, John, if it thinks he's ineligible and you play him, it can decide later on,
yes,
right,
later
you are
on.
Not playing in our tournament.
Yes, later on.
Its opinion would matter there.
But it's there's no precedent for a program being banned from the tournament in the middle of a season.
Mm-hmm.
There's no precedent for that.
But they have it in their bylaws that if you lose one of these, right, with your local courts and you go against us, we can do this, 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 and one of those repercussions is banning you from a postseason.
So I asked him, you know, what's next? Obviously, he said that the temporary restraining order is most likely going to be upheld, and then it will become a preliminary injunction, and it will last for the rest of this case. All Memphis has to do is keep James playing until he's done for the year, which is, you know, obviously Memphis is hoping that is April and not March. He just has to be protected through April. Memphis has to be protected longer than that. That's obviously a separate conversation. And then I asked him, is there any scenario where David Rudd changes his mind? Do you think there's any way that David Rudd reverses course and says, we're going to sit you? And Richard Johnson said, I guarantee you, again, this is the Piranha, I guarantee you that Rudd is being lobbied by presidents of other members of the conference and lobbied hard. I'll guarantee you he's being lobbied by the president of the NCAA. And at the NCAA level, these would be more like threats. They're not nice people about this. It's like mob enforcement. It's not like his phone isn't ringing, et cetera, et cetera. He said he's locked in. Rudd, by playing him on Friday and by the response of the people in Memphis, he is now locked in. And I think everybody understands that. I don't think the University of Memphis would have made that decision lightly. I think, obviously, from the trustees to the coaches to the players. Everybody kind of has to be on the same accord, I think, for this approach to have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the case.
Yep. Do you think we both agree that she should be working back channels and trying to get this resolved with the NCAA, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Everybody, I think all interested parties want that. I really do. Like, maybe James would.
Even Rudd.
Oh, absolutely.
He absolutely wants it off.
He said that in the statement.
Because what you want is a season up in the rafters.
You don't want to vacate the season.
A season recognized up in the rafters with James Wiseman playing. That's what you want.
Yeah, you don't want to vacate the season.
So if a compromise can get you toward that goal, I would think you are trying to work out a compromise. My question for you is, John, same thing I asked Goodman. Do you think, would they listen a little more if you said, you know what? You guys screwed up, right? Declaring him initially eligible, then you come back and you say he's ineligible, right? To the point we were going to sit him, right? We didn't sit him. We didn't sit him first two games. We'll sit him Oregon. Can we come to a compromise? Do you think it makes it more likely or less likely that they'll want to compromise if you continue to play him?
I don't think it would have made a difference. I don't think the NCAA is going to show you. Now,
you don't think they're going to compromise, period?
No, I'm saying they're less inclined to show you leniency now, but I don't think they were going to show you much leniency anyway. So I don't think you're talking about, oh, well, if you sit him and
now you have a trial that we said could really hurt them.
Yes.
If you open it up, that's the difference. Yes. Now that's been filed. You got a trial. Which we both agreed is leverage now for you. That helps you a little bit.
It does.
Because we said the NCAA, we don't think wants any part of that.
Right.
So you just continue to play him. Use that as the leverage to try to get them to the table and just roll that way.
Because again, nobody wants this to go to federal trial. They just don't. I don't care what anybody says. They don't.
This is the one thing about going that way. He plays the rest of the season.
Yes.
The NCAA says, oh, hell no. You understand? That makes them want to go even harder in terms of not compromising. You understand what I'm saying? And then eventually this thing gets wiped off the books is what we've said. That's not good for Memphis. We both agree on that?
Well, yeah, but again, we see that Memphis is willing to fight it, though. Memphis is willing to take it to wherever it needs to go.
Willing to take it, but also willing to compromise because at one point,
no doubt,
Memphis acknowledged clearly that a violation occurred. We were going to sit him, it says.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, based on the interpretation of the rule interpretation.
Can we talk about this because it's been a lot of – it was basically water cooler talk all over the weekend, all weekend long. It sort of filtered down. Well, if this is the case with James, what about Alex Lomax? Let's hit this, right? Alex Lomax, who we know at one time, stories have been written about him, lived with Penny at a time where the NCAA has declared him a booster in terms of what he's given James, everything else, and more importantly, what he's given the university. Now, Alex Lomax helped by Penny in the sense that you lived with him.
Yep.
This one is different. No, all weekend long, I was telling people that were calling me, well, what about Lomax? What about Lomax? If this is the case, well, I mean, do we not think that Lomax, too, who lived with him at one point, did he not get impermissible? But the difference is that Lomax, he knew beforehand. Before he becomes a prospective student athlete, which
sixth
is going
grade.
Into your, I thought it was ninth grade year.
But I'm saying, like, that's
he's
when
known
it started,
him since the sixth grade. Yes, you were answering that part of it. Yes, he's known him since the sixth. So there is no.
Right.
You understand? There is no. It's a separate situation completely because Lomax didn't become a prospective student
athlete.
Don't
be dry snitching on A-Lo. Why y'all dry snitching on A-Lo?
Everybody, ain't nobody dry. See, that's the kind of thing is that's how we'll get people bored. Anyway, no, they're answering the question. Finally, a question that was asked all weekend long about why this wasn't the case with him. Here's a guy who played all season long. You didn't pick on him. Why? Well, there's your answer.
Yeah.
That's the answer to that.
Right. Exactly.
Instead of people just asking that question.
The relationship predated his eligibility as a prospective student athlete.
Instead of actually answering the question. Yes.
That is exactly right. So, the statement from Rudd is as follows. The University of Memphis, particularly given the unique circumstances in this case, we are hopeful for a fair and equitable resolution on James' eligibility. That's the key statement. We are hopeful for a fair and equitable resolution on James' eligibility. Again, I don't know. You know, there is a precedent for...
They want a shorter suspension,
yes,
man.
There is a precedent for if you repay a loan, you can sit out nine games with 30% mm-hmm. of your season. Again, whether James and Penny would be willing to accept that, I can't say. I don't know. I don't know what the magic – they may not be willing to accept that. I don't know.
Penny said this – James made the decision.
Yes.
Right? We're going to support – James made it. He said that on Friday. James made this – see, that's what – because, again, that's important. Because Memphis, as that statement says, was going to sit him.
Yes.
When James goes in that court, right, and files for that restraining order, that's when it decides we're gonna fight with him. We're gonna support him in this, and in turn put our entire program at risk when we do it.
That's right. They were
going to sit him, John.
That's right. That is right. That based on the statement that we got from the University of Memphis, that is correct. That sequence of events is correct. However, they are absolutely
they're locked in now. Is what you're saying. They're locked in now.
You are joined at the hip with James in this fight. And the problem, you know, the potential problem for Memphis is that James is going to move on in six months.
It's 1 year.
Yeah. James is moving on.
It's even less than that, to your point, in terms of what he'll the playing he'll do.
And then when he leaves, you're still left behind.
See?
And you obviously have to answer for everything that happened. Now, again, Memphis believes, we should stress this, Memphis believes that they are in the right and that they will win.
Yeah, because it's been Memphis believes it's in the right about how the NCAA goes back and forth and is ambiguous, and you don't come with a, hey, how long are you going to suspend him? What Memphis clearly believes, too, is that that a violation occurred, because they were going to they have acknowledged that, right? And that's why I'm saying, so this idea that you're going to, you know, this idea, John, that you – right, that you fight because you've been done wrong because this 11,500 part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, they weren't fighting at all, actually. They were going to sit him. You're fighting now because James Wiseman, who I'm telling you, to your point, after 6 months going to leave here, he's going to have a choice. Do I say the University of Memphis supported me, or do I say they screwed me over in this? And you want him saying that you supported him.
Right.
Because that is worth a ton going forward.
Well, like, to me, obviously, if – you know, and Randy Fishman was on with Jeff Calkins this morning, and he made this point. We don't know, and neither do they, what the punishment would be from the NCAA. You don't know. When you accept that and when you basically apply for reinstatement, you don't know.
That's unfair.
What kind of timeline the NCAA is on, what they are going
to
hand down to you, and that's why they're not taking it.
That part is unfair in that you're saying he's ineligible. We're saying he's ineligible, sit him.
Right.
But we're not telling you how long to.
Could be the whole year.
Right.
Could be the whole entire year.
That is unfair because in other cases, right, you clearly have a precedent. The BYU kid or whatever, it was nine games or whatever. And maybe they determine that later, right? But Memphis needs to know that. You can't arbitrarily say he's out for a season based on 11-5 when you got college basketball coaches paying guys on the job right now.
Right.
And you're not prosecuting those guys.
And then it's too late.
That's the point.
And then it's too late, right? So that's why Memphis is taking this route, because they didn't want to go in this sort of in the dark, totally blind, putting good, you know, going into something, an organization like the NCAA with good faith when the NCAA has never, ever, ever historically shown you that in return. They've never reciprocated that. So that is the thinking of Memphis. And on that point, I do not blame them. On that point, I cannot blame them, because I don't think I'd do that. I don't think I would put my trust in an organization as wishy-washy and as inconsistent and as irrational as the NCAA. I mean, I can't do that at all.
But at the same time, you need them to come to the table so both can get this off, John.
Well, that's what is happening now.
That's the thing.
That's what a lawsuit does.
At the same time, you both sides want this off the table. So at the same time, while you're dogging them out and it's true and you should fight and it's arbitrary the way they do business, you absolutely still need them at the table so you can come to this compromise.
Already, Memphis has challenged the NCAA more than the NCAA has ever been challenged on an issue like this.
And you tell me, is it? You've done it to a point no one else has.
Yes.
Have you not made the point
doing it that way?
You've already thrown the double
birds. No doubt about
it.
So that's what I'm saying.
Well, I think that's kind of where my point is, if you stick to throwing the double birds, where does the compromise ever come? Do you eventually get to a point where, John, you are dealing, James Wiseman moves on to the scenario you presented, and you're dealing with the fallout later on?
Oh, I don't think you can throw the double birds and then take them back. I think that, like, that's over. Like, I don't think you can just, like, throw them up, bring him back,
no,
and everything is hunky dory.
You're not, because the lawsuit's still in court. You got that, which is really a threat that you're going to bust them wide open. This way that they do business, right? You're going to start having federal asking questions. That's the leverage.
Yeah,
that's the leverage you've got. At the same time, you still need their cooperation in the sense that you and I both. The best case scenario is what is Wiseman playing this year, and you not having it wiped off.
Yep.
Right. How do you get to that? You have to have a settlement. Like you, right?
Right.
And some
compromise.
Right? And you, as a university, have already admitted, right, in saying in your release you were going to sit him, that you believe a violation did occur. You've already said that.
Or based on the, at least based on the rule interpretation.
So what you're going to get them on now is not boost. You're going to try to get them from a federal standpoint. And look, it's really on James. Those are his lawyers.
Yes.
To show how ambiguous, how selective the NCAA is with its punishment process.
Arbitrary and capricious.
Exactly. But you have already admitted, John, that a violation occurred. You did that in your release.
But what they are saying,
you understand what I'm saying?
But they are saying that
you got to give some too.
That it is a letter of the law enforcement, and the University of Memphis saying it is absolute BS that you would try to stick us with this because of Penny Hardaway's one time donation that he gave 11 years ago.
What? Here's my thing. I'm all about standing behind the kid. I know too that there's 12 other and more than that. It's 12 other scholarship guys and more players than that. They're on the team as well. And I know right now everybody's standing. What you don't want though, right? What you don't want is this crippling your program to a point that you are never back to national prominence or there's no more chances at number one classes. So that's why it behooves you, John, and it behooves right. The NCAA. Don't get me wrong. NCAA's got to come too because, like we said, you've got that lawsuit out there. But it behooves both sides to get this settled and get it off the books.
Oh,
absolutely.
No doubt. Both parties want that done. You know, I don't think there's any question about that. You know, I think what you don't want to have happen, what you can have happen, is to capitulate to the NCAA. You sit James out against UIC. You sit him out against Oregon.
I'm not saying you're capitulating by sitting him. You've sat him out the first two. You said you've thrown the birds to up in a way that no other school has done.
Right.
If you sit him against Oregon, are you not saying, you know what? Say this, NCAA. You know what? You've screwed up here. Right. You said he's eligible at first. Then you said he's not eligible. And you know what? We were gonna sit him initially. We'll sit him now if it means you come to the table, you lower the suspension that you were going to do, and let's get this thing done. You use it as leverage. You use the leverage you have, right? You've already admitted, John. You have admitted. This is key. You've admitted a violation occurred. There's no more. This stuff about whether Penny's a booster or not doesn't matter because Memphis admitted it thinks a violation occurred. It says it discovered
based
it
on
after
the,
he's
based on the rule book.
Absolutely.
Rule book.
Absolutely. So if John, it's in both parties' best interest, both sides got to give a little bit. And if it's just, John, here's the reason. I don't want that Oregon game wiped off the books later.
Memphis would put up a pretty damn good fight.
Maybe beat him without him. Then you keep that game.
Memphis would be giving in the sense that there would be a suspension.
Again.
There would be a suspension.
What did I just say? I'm telling the NCAA right now, I'll sit him if you tell me that suspension, 9, 10, whatever it's going to be, you're lowering it. Because both of us, we've acknowledged, we think a violation occurred. You screwed up in saying he was eligible at first. So what we're going to do is compromise. We'll sit him right now, but you're lowering that suspension because you screwed up too. And so what we're going to do, right, 5, 4, 2, 1, whatever it is, come to it beforehand. If they say no, play his ass.
I mean, the NCAA should want James in that game against Oregon, though. You know, like they should want him playing in this national, you know, broadcast of two like ranked basketball teams. You know, like they should want that. They should want the number one player in America out there. You know, that's the part of this that is so counterproductive to this stupid ass organization. I mean, Chase Young, the most dominant player in college football, ain't playing right now. And if it was up to them, the best player in college or the number one player in college basketball wouldn't be playing right now because of some antiquated, old ass, archaic rule that they're enforcing just because. I mean, that makes no sense to me. You're a for-profit organization, but yet you don't want your best talent out there. If it's up to you, you don't want your best talent. I mean, that's the part of me that tells you everything you need to know about the NCAA as far as I'm concerned.
Well, again, they're working to protect their own interests rather than what they portray, which is we're out to protect the interests of the student-athlete. That is not true whatsoever. They are out to protect their way of doing things. And when that way, again, is threatened, and in this case, I'm going to tell you right now, Penny Hardaway threatens it. He threatens their old school way of doing business. So any chance they're going to get to pick on him, right, they're going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they've done here. You're talking about something that this guy did when he wasn't even a college coach, right?
Yep.
I mean, the way you got him on this, the way you got Memphis was so thin. It was so – but it shows you how hot they are to get him. And, again, why? Because he goes against John – the way they do business, which is having their blue bloods dominated, their blue bloods get the number one class, their blue bloods get in the tournament, and the millions flow. It's easier to keep picking on Memphis. You understand that? So that's why, John, I say fight, fight, fight. Use that lawsuit as leverage. Absolutely. But what you don't want to end up with, right, is the same old story about Memphis where they just keep taking stuff off the books, right? Because James, John, will be gone.
Yep.
And we will be left to deal, as fans, as media that covers, left to deal with the aftermath. You want to get this off the books and solved however way you've got to do it. I ain't saying, John, suck up to them, relent to them. They've screwed up. That's clear. You got the lawsuit, right? That's your leverage to show them. We ain't sucking up to you. We'll bust you out here. You got to come to a compromise. Find the best way to get there, because what you can't – what the best thing to happen for Memphis, you want James on the floor in games that are going to count to give you a shot at the national championship with a team that we think special. That's what you want.
So anyway, that's the latest with the James Wiseman case. Again, hearing set for November 18th. That's a week from today. We will see if it ends up going that far. We will come back. Jason Fitz going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on this and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN is Memphis' sports station.
You can't argue the way that the NCAA behaved is appropriate, the way that they changed their mind or the way that they did it the last minute or the way that they're not telling them what the punishment will be or whatever else. But on the merits of the case, it's a much closer call than the Derrick Rose one. Shirley Reigns was not a fighter. They did not have a fighter in place then. Now they have a fighter as a basketball coach, and they have a fighter as a president.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis versus the NCAA.
You wouldn't use an 18-wheeler to teach your son how to drive. It's too big. And you wouldn't take a family road trip in his toy car. It's too small. But using the Mercedes-Benz Metris cargo van to run your business? Just right. Only the Metris can haul, stow, and tow more than any other van in its class. It has the maneuverability to get through the toughest jobs and fits in your garage, too. And now with 0% financing, it's built around your budget. Because if you can't picture your son behind the wheel of a monster truck or squeezing your family inside a 2-seat convertible, we don't blame you. The only thing you need to picture is where the Metris can take your business. The Mercedes-Benz Metris. With 0% financing and starting at $26,570, it's just right. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Metris Vans. Qualified commercial customers only. Offer valid through January 2nd, 2020.
This holiday season, give those on your holiday shopping list a gift of looking and feeling their best with a gift card from Massage Envy. Massage Envy gift cards are available in any dollar amount and can be used for massage, assisted stretch, and facial services, or for purchasing retail products. Massage Envy Spa, 4 Memphis locations, in Collierville at Carriage Crossing, at Poplar at Exeter, in Midtown on Union Avenue, and in Cordova on Germantown Parkway. It's not too late to feel better. Relax. It's Massage Envy.
Hi, I'm Troy Five Ash, owner of Five Ash Roofing. If you need a roof for your home or business, we hope to hear from you and we will work hard to earn your business. We are experts and certified in residential and commercial roofing, siding, and gutter installation. We have been serving the Memphis area for over 20 years, and now with two of my sons working with me, we plan to be here for many years to come. So if you need a roof, please give us a call. On a personal note, what a great time to be a Memphis sports fan. With the Grizzlies' new look, the Redbirds, the 901 FC, and the Tigers football and basketball teams, it's going to be a fun year. Thank you to Coach Norvell, Coach Hardaway, and their staffs for your dedication to your student-athletes, the University of Memphis, and to fans like me who have waited forever to have both the football and basketball teams ranked at the same time. Five Ash Roofing, fair, honest, and ethical, 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Five Ash Roofing, it's what we do.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers, and every romance isn't the same, is it?
Well, just like every romance is different, every diamond is different, and that's what makes them unique and special, and that's why they're the ultimate symbol of love.
And you have all these different choices at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
Along with about 300 to 400 different engagement rings that are ready-made, ready to go. You can pick your own diamond at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You can pick your own setting. We can put it together for you. So when you get down on one knee, she's going to give you a big yes.
And you have new choices in diamonds at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
It's called alter-created diamonds. And what those are, unlike traditional diamonds that are mined out of the earth, these are grown in a greenhouse.
So what's the difference?
It's chemically, optically, physically exactly the same. The only difference is it's 30% less expensive, so you can get a bigger, brighter diamond.
You've done it again, Howie.
No. You've done it again.
Robert Irwin Jewelers is still the best place to get engaged.
And remember, we've got free financing, and we've got something for anybody's budget. 4 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
My man, Dr. Keith Amadeo over at Collierville Weight Loss is batting 1,000. He's got the best weight loss program in Memphis. It's safe, it's effective, it's natural, and you are going to see results. Take it from Beth. Beth said, Dr. Keith saved my life. I was obese and living a very sad life. I was stuck in my house, scared to do anything because of how I looked and felt. After seeing what he has done for others, I got the courage to go into his office, and she lost 73 pounds. She has seen a real transformation. That's what you get with Dr. Keith Amodeo. He is going to get you feeling better. He's going to get you looking better. There's no crazy diets, no crazy pills. He is going to get you results. They have a brand new red light laser body contouring program. There's no downtime. It's pain-free. All you got to do is give him a call, 901-221-8964 for your no-charge consultation. Mention my name, John Martin, and you are going to get 10% off the program. Again, the number, 901-221-8964. Give my man, Dr. Keith, a call.
Hi, I'm Brooke Burke. Do you ever consider just how important your feet are? They're quite literally the foundation of your body. And if you don't take care of them, you're asking for problems. That's why I wear Skechers' new Arch Fit shoes. Skechers teamed up with doctors to make a shoe that provides complete all-day foot support. They use 20 years of data to design a podiatrist-certified insole that distributes pressure across the arch, providing incredible stability and extreme comfort. Get Skechers' new Arch Fit at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey roofers, have a big job coming up? The Home Depot has all the quality GAF roofing shingles and accessories to help you get it done. And for a limited time, save 10% on GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and take an extra 20% off when you buy in bulk. You have jobs to do. We'll help you complete them with GAF Royal Sovereign shingles for 10% off. All other in-stock shingles are also eligible for 20% off bulk pricing. Available at the Home Depot.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You can hear Jason Fitz every morning on Golic and Wingo. You can catch him on College Game Day, Countdown to College Game Day, Outside the Lines. He's everywhere. He joins us every Monday. He joins us now.
It's ESPN's Jason Fitz. And hear him now, live with Jason and John.
Fitz, what's going on, man?
I tell you, like, it's a weekly soap opera with Memphis. You know, just when you think everything's calming down, it gets crazy over there.
In the same calendar week.
Floating.
College Game Day came to Memphis,
right,
and the NCAA told the University of Memphis that their number one prospect in the country was likely ineligible. I mean, what a range of emotions that must have been.
Well, and how strange that this battle is with Memphis basketball. And look, I said it this morning on Golic and Wingo. For anybody that thinks that this is a non-complicated issue, I think that's oversimplifying it, because you could take either side of it and say, okay, Penny wasn't an employee of Memphis. So what he did at the time in 2017, when neither of them were part of Memphis, shouldn't really matter. But it's also hard not to put dots together if you want to be anti this whole process and say, good God, you want me to believe that there wasn't a master plan. So I see both sides of this. I think it is brazen that Memphis looked at it and said, you know what? Don't care. We're going to play him anyway. That's a statement that they are confident in their legal case, and also a statement in the lack of power the NCAA has in the perception the way they had a generation ago. What, are we going to get like UNLV all over again? Like somebody's actually going to take the NCAA to court? Well, let's see how that goes, you know. But good God, just the fact that they feel comfortable doing it says something about how the NCAA has slipped in its power perception.
If you're going to fight the NCAA, it does feel like the right time to do it, right, Fitz? With everything they've got going on at a time, we feel like at some point sweeping change is coming. You've got the image and likeness rules coming out. But this is the time to fight them, no?
No, you're absolutely right, because how many fights can they fight at once, and what fights are worth it to them, you know? And the only other thing is I could say is that then let's take the other side and say, okay, if the NCAA can't get a win anywhere, maybe they feel like they could at least get one here. But, again, this just isn't easy. I mean, are we going to go back to every coach and look at where they were before they coached and try and trace these lines together? And what the violation is for AAU or for high school ball is not the same thing. The NCAA can't be policing that. So, you know, I just don't know where the NCAA finds an easy win out of any of this, and why fight it if there isn't an easy win.
Yeah, obviously what you're risking, this is not a no-risk proposition for the University of Memphis and for the administration. You know, James is going to be fine, Fitz, because, you know, he's likely going to get an injunction on the 18th, which will protect him, you know, as a player who can suit up for the Tigers through the time that he has done. But for Memphis, obviously, they will still have to face whatever repercussions may or may not come. So in terms of assuming that risk, in terms of taking that on, what would be your assessment of that decision by the university?
I think this is a decision for the university on their sales pitch moving forward. And, you know, everything we talk about, how every time a coach speaks, they're speaking to the team. Well, what is happening now is Penny and Memphis are speaking to recruits, and they're saying, hey, in a world where suddenly you got to figure out where you're going to go that will fight for you and will protect you, we will protect you. And that's the ultimate. If they show any caution in this, then they admit some level of wrongdoing, at least in the court of public perception. That opens a total different can of worms. Instead, they come out, they feverishly say, this is the way we're going to attack this, and they put their money where their mouth is. I mean, I think that is a moment where they're looking to every kid and saying, hey, you come here, not only are we going to get you NBA ready, we're also going to protect you with everything we have as a university. That's sales pitch.
You guys were just talking about it, like this being the time to take on the NCAA. One of the points that I've kind of made is that, you know, back before the days of Twitter and back before the days of social media, like these decisions were made, and like maybe a newspaper columnist would, you know, rail against the NCAA and say this is crap and this is wrong, but like that would really be the extent of it. In 2019, LeBron James is watching. You know, Stephen A. Smith at your network, who just got a massive contract, by the way, like he's watching and he's now weighing in on this. So there's more pressure externally, it feels like, on the NCAA than ever before. And you have to feel like when LeBron James is coming out and sending, you know, thinking emojis related to the James Wiseman, like these are all things that go into a pot of pressure for the NCAA, right?
Oh, absolutely. And again, when you are fighting, the funny thing is LeBron is this unmovable force of public opinion. And it's always interesting to me because he's also somebody that has zero experience with the NCAA and how it works. And it doesn't matter. I mean, you're talking about somebody that circumvented the entire NCAA process that now turns around and questions the way the NCAA does business. But when you are the brand that LeBron is, I mean, he's not just the NBA. LeBron is basketball. And, you know, right now when we're looking at the elimination of one-and-dones and we're looking at opportunities that could take kids straight to the NBA, is this really the hill you want to die on for the NCAA? And I don't think so. And when LeBron's talking about it, Stephen A's talking about it, let's face it, we can't get college basketball as a topic more often than not on national media until it's close to March Madness. So for this to be the prevailing topic, man, yeah. I don't think that's a win for the NCAA at all. And they are losing this court of public opinion to two guys they're never going to beat in Stephen A. and LeBron.
Well, we have talked about the repercussions for Memphis, right? We've talked about what the NCAA could do to Memphis, if they could hammer Memphis, whatever. But how about this side of the argument? Obviously, the one-and-done rule is going away, so that will impact college basketball. But when R.J. Hampton announced his decision on Get Up to go to Australia to play for the New Zealand Breakers, the conversation was, will this become a trend? Will we see more and more players like R.J. Hampton do this? And the reality of the situation, at least then, was that, you know, R.J. was a very unique circumstance. How many guys are going to have families who are just willing to pack up everything and move halfway, I mean, totally across the world, you know, for 12 months as opposed to just go to school for 1 year? But I do wonder, Fitz, how closely Are you watching the NCAA's decision here? If you are a top 25, a top 30 prospect, how closely are you watching the way that they sort of handle James Wiseman? Because now we know that Australia is more of an option than it usually has ever been. More people are considering than they ever did. And if you feel like you can't really trust the organization, like why would you consider playing for a member institution?
You're right, you wouldn't. And it's not just Australia, although that's a big part of it. And we've seen the success, and we've talked about it before, of Luka Doncic coming over. And, you know, the whatever the stigma is for European players in general seems to have died also. So there are opportunities to go play internationally. And now that they've changed the pay scale of the G League, I think all of these are going to step up and be better options for kids, unless the kids know that they're being protected. And if they're being protected with opportunity, if that's the one thing that they know that they're getting, the argument in favor of college basketball has consistently been the same. You're getting this platform behind a national brand that's going to advertise you, and it's going to raise your brand, and that's important to your profile. Well, not if the minute you get there, they're going to make you sit for something that happened years ago. So I this is huge for that conversation moving forward. And again, it's a PR battle that I don't think college basketball can win short or long term, which is bad for the sport that we all love long term.
Fitzy, I got to ask you, because you're the national perspective, I just want to separate that from what we're feeling. But is it the old Tarkanian, like the old quote where he says, you know, they're so mad at Kentucky that they're going to put Cleveland State on another year of probation? It feels like in a day and age where we're seeing Will Wade down at LSU still coach, you know, Bill Self's got a lack of control charge, obviously. They're still going through the thing, that you're just arbitrarily picking on the little guys. Does it look like that from the national perspective? Because that's sure what we're feeling.
Yeah, that's what it feels like to me. Okay. They're trying to pick a battle they think they can win.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and the funny thing is about that, they made a huge lapse in judgment if they think this is a battle they can win. Because a couple of things that you have to remember about the battle is that one thing, they're sort of underappreciating the stardom of Penny to the national audience, because the fact is, how many people that don't even know Penny's the coach there have learned that over the course of the last month and now see this happening? And then the other part of it is they are not fully aware of what a rock star Penny is to Memphis. Because one thing you have to have if you're going to take on the NCAA is the backing of the school and the backing of the community. And that's where this is dangerous for the NCAA as a whole, because what they'll find when they go after Memphis is that Memphis isn't going to look at Penny as part of the problem. They're going to look at the NCAA as the problem, and it's only going to band the entire community together against college basketball. And is that the look you want from the team that Vegas says could go undefeated this year? I mean, this is going to become good guys versus bad guys. And let's be real, like, we're all Sopranos fans, right? Like, everybody seems to root for the bad guy in these situations. And if that's the chip on the shoulder for Memphis, man, that's only going to carry them. And they will win this in the court of public opinion, no matter what the NCAA does.
No doubt. And listen, there are worse reputations for a school to have, you know, among high school basketball recruits, especially the good ones. There are worse reputations to have than, hey, if they touch you, we're going to take their ass to court. You know, there are worse reputations to have, to your point. The next question that I'm asking here, Fitz, is going to be the first portion of this show that has not been dedicated to James Wiseman in Memphis basketball. Arkansas football has a head coaching opening. Obviously, I think Mike Norvell right now is the odds-on favorite to get that job, at least according to one website. Would you take it if you're Mike Norvell?
No. And that's not, it's not even a, I wouldn't even think of it if I'm Mike Norvell. And the reason is because Mike's stock is rising so fast.
Yep.
If coach wants another opportunity, the best thing he can do right now is be patient for the right next opportunity, because whatever jump he eventually makes, Justin Puente is a great example of that jump is temporary. You've got to go somewhere that you can have success. Now, Arkansas has a great fan base. They're in the SEC. They're willing to spend a ton of money. They have great facilities. That's fine. But in a world where it's not difficult to look around and suddenly think that USC is going to get filled one way and that could create trickle-down openings everywhere, when we don't know what's going to happen with the Oklahomas and the Texas of the world, I'm not saying Mike's in that conversation right now. But if Coach continues to have the success he is, he's in the same boat at a smaller level that P.J. Fleck is in. And the opportunity for coaches like that it's going to come year in and year out as long as you're successful. There's no reason to think he won't be. I believe that his best action right now is to be patient and wait. He's better off taking a job eventually like a Tennessee in the SEC where you can look at it and say, hey, there's national recognition to what can happen here. He's on a fast track to stardom Why interrupt that to go to Arkansas where nobody's successful?
Nope, no.
I'm with you on that.
We agree 100%. Fitch, you're the best, man. Thanks
Thank
for
you,
the
brother.
Time, as always.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great week.
Yep. He is Jason Fitz from Golic & Wingo, ESPN, Countdown to Game Day. He does it all for ESPN. Appreciate his time. We're going to take your calls. At the top of hour number three, we're going to let y'all get in here. Don't think we're going to go through a whole day without letting y'all get in here. Jonathan Gaboni is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about Wiseman, what he's done for his stock in the first two games, how, if at all, this affects him at the next level. It won't, but I have to ask that question anyway. But also, too, you know, LaMelo Ball, Anthony Edwards, Precious Achiuwa. We'll go through all of that with Jonathan Gaboni at 125. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Indulge in traditional Southern favorites with today's Perks deal. Half off lunch and dinner at Pop's Comfort Kitchen. You'll feel at home when you walk in the door. Get yours today.
Access granted. Welcome to Flash. Ignition activated. Implementing instant play sensor system. Prepare to engage in fun at warp speed in T-minus 3, 2, 1. Flash forward to the fun with new Flash Instant Games. Loaded with cash prizes, play today, and you could win up to $1,000. In a flash, the new cash-packed Flash Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Here's your chance to play three times a day and once on Sundays with the Tennessee Lottery. With Cash 3 and Cash 4, your favorite numbers could win you anywhere from $500 on Cash 3 up to $5,000 on Cash 4. So plan to play your favorite numbers. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. And save time using the convenient mobile play slip on your Tennessee Lottery app. Build and save your play slip to use again and again at your favorite lottery retailer. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers, and every romance isn't the same, is it?
Well, just like every romance is different, every diamond is different, and that's what makes them unique and special, and that's why they're the ultimate symbol of love.
And you have all these different choices at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
Along with about 300 to 400 different engagement rings that are ready-made, ready to go. You can pick your own diamond at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You can pick your own setting. We can put it together for you. So when you get down on one knee, she's going to give you a big yes.
And you have new choices in diamonds at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
It's called alter-created diamonds. And what those are, unlike traditional diamonds that are mined out of the earth, these are grown in a greenhouse.
So what's the difference?
It's chemically, optically, physically exactly the same. The only difference is it's 30% less expensive, so you can get a bigger, brighter diamond.
You've done it again, Howie.
No. You've done it again.
Robert Irwin Jewelers is still the best place to get engaged.
And remember, we've got free financing, and we've got something for anybody's budget. Four locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Listen up, Memphis. Everybody's favorite fitness center, ATC Fitness, is kicking it up a notch with newly added hydro massage lounges in all of our locations. Stop in today for a free demo. It's the most relaxing, refreshing, and rejuvenating thing you can do for yourself on the market today. And it's included in our premium membership. Come on in. You deserve it. Check us out online at atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
It is moving season. It's always moving season, so make sure you call my friends at Black Tie Moving for all your moving needs. If you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home or office, from Nashville to Memphis, make sure you call my friends at Black Tie Moving, 316-6196, 316-6196. They have changed moving in the city of Memphis, because when you're moving, you're not just moving things. You are moving pieces of your life. And Black Tie, they understand that. I used them a couple years ago when I moved a couple streets down. They were awesome. They were on time. Everything went where it needed to go. Nothing got broken. They were quick. And that's all you can ask for when you're going with a moving company. So give them a call, 316-6196. Book your move now, because the moving season is always here. Black Tie Moving can take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, change your moving in the city of Memphis. Call today.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed. Proud sponsor of Radio.com Sports.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station. 92.9 FM. ESPN.
We on fire. Right up to the party. Right up to the party. High.
Might think that when an investor says they want to buy your home for cash, that offer is not going to be a good one. It's going to be a lowball offer. Well, that is not the case with the investor that the Live Love Memphis team is working with. You might be thinking about listing your home, and you might want $180,000 for it. Well, chances are your offer from the Live Love investor would most likely be in the range of $175,000 or so, all without the hassle of having to get ready to go on the market, the expense of the needed repairs, appraisal, closing cost assistance, and all of that. So you could actually be making more from your home with the investor offer from the Live Love Memphis Group.
So if you're thinking of selling your home that's not yet on the market, whether it's here in Shelby County or in DeSoto County, they'd love to hear from you over at Live Love. Simply send your address and an email to investor@livelovememphis.com. Again, investor@livelovememphis.com. That team led by Jennifer Carstensen, the great, going to do a free analysis. Best part's no obligation to sell, and they're not going to hassle you after you find out. Don't worry about that. The Live Love Memphis team is going to simply tell you what the investor will pay, and it's up to you to decide from there. You've got the information. As we know, information is power. See how much cash you could get for your home today by emailing your home address. That's all you've got to do, your home address, to investor@livelovememphis.com. They'll take care of the rest one more time. That's investor@livelovememphis.com.
We're going to take your calls at the top of hour number three. We're going to get you, we're going to let you have an opportunity to, you know, to weigh in, yeah, of course, on the case, because we know obviously you guys have some thoughts.
Get it off your chest.
And some things to say. So we'll let you guys do that at 1 o'clock. Bet online right now, really quickly. I know you guys are, you know, this is James Wiseman mania, and we'll get back to it. But Mike Norvell, according to Bet Online, is a 2-1 favorite to be the next coach at Arkansas.
Yee.
Obviously, no one is more devastated by this news than our producer Brad Carson, who had penciled Mike Norvell in as his next coach. Which you know tends to, who, if there's a coach from Memphis and Brad's team, whether it's Mississippi State baseball, women's soccer, Brad wants him. Are you going to change your profile picture to Brooks Monaghan from Memphis women's soccer team?
If he's good, I want him to be my coach.
Well, he's great. He might be the best coach over there.
I want him to be my coach then.
He might be the best coach over there.
I have a rule. Hire really, really good people at their jobs for your team.
We just need you to stop picking on, poaching them from Memphis. That's all we're saying.
Well, hey, maybe there'll be an opening. Who knows?
Anyway, Mike Norvell is the odds-on favorite right now to be the next coach at Arkansas after they were just humiliated by
his old
quarterback. That's just the death blow.
But he left as a grad transfer.
That was awful.
But he lost the job under you. and he comes back to Arkansas and beats you, not just beats you, handily.
That was never a good hire, though, right?
Well, I don't know about all that. I mean,
I thought people kind of liked it.
People did like it.
Really?
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, people did like that hire. Mm-hmm. I remember him. There was a video of him, like, addressing the team. I remember people thought it would work. Absolutely.
I didn't like
people
it.
People don't know.
Norvell made first.
Nobody
first
ever
time.
Knows. Like, that's important to remember when these hires are made across the country. Like, Shaka Smart was supposed to be a slam dunk at Texas. Now,
to a man, we all said he would be.
Now, he did get a big win over the weekend, I'm pretty sure, against a ranked team, if I'm not mistaken. I believe it was Purdue. They beat Purdue this weekend, and Purdue was ranked. But he's on thin ice there. There's no question about it. So people don't know. You can hope for the best and think that a guy has a great resume and great qualifications, but you don't know until the job actually starts. So Chad Moore's out at Arkansas after 2 years. Mike Norvell, listen, I'm going to be unequivocal about this.
They're paying Chad four.
Yeah, four. Okay. Yeah.
So I thought
Mike Norvell would be making a huge mistake to take that job.
They're going to offer him five.
And it would be a mistake.
I'm with you.
It would be a mistake. Now, it is life-changing money, but you already are going to make three and a half here at Memphis.
What
at
we think
least.
They're
going
to get him to.
Right. Plus bonuses and incentives and things like that. So you could probably get up to four. And in Memphis.
That's what I've been saying.
In Memphis, where the cost of living is just a joke. I mean, you can, it's like the Taj Mahal you can afford in Memphis for that. You know, you can mm-hmm. you can basically buy half the county for that. So, it's really not that life changing. Going from what would be 3.5 to 4 to 5, listen, I'm not a millionaire, but it's not that life changing when you're already making $4 million.
Right.
You're set. You're fine. You're doing well. Right. You're doing amazing. You're doing like you're a 1%er. You know. But what is life changing is the challenges that you would inherit at Arkansas. That you don't currently face at Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
You rolling at Memphis. You rolling.
Going to be rolling again next year.
Like the Undertaker back in like that weird era where he was the American badass when he rolled out on the motorcycle, you know?
Yeah, I remember that.
Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
You're rolling like that.
Oh, okay.
Right now at the University of Memphis. Like you got the, you're coming out to the ring in the motorcycle. You know, like you got it going.
We just had 58,000 out there for you.
In an AAC game.
Mm-hmm.
No SEC help.
Right.
You go to Arkansas. I don't know if you can get 58,000 for your games at Arkansas. You know? I mean, like that you are inheriting a hard job. You're inheriting a hard job that's gonna take years and years and years to rebuild. Now, maybe you can do it, maybe you can't. And then what happens if you can't? Because it just takes a little bit longer. They just gave Chad Morris 2 years, and he was inheriting a mess. Now, again, they didn't get better year one to year two.
No, because it was looking sickly, was why they had to get rid of him.
They didn't get better.
You didn't
from year
see
one
any signs of improvement.
No doubt. But again, 2 years. Why would you leave? Why would you leave a program where you know year in and year out you can get playmakers? You got players coming back.
Mm-hmm.
You got fans. You in the top 25 every year. You making $4 million. You got a chance to win your league every year. You're on TV quite a bit.
Yeah, Memphis got to get them up to four first.
Why would
right.
you? That's why good. Would you leave such a good situation? You love the place. Why would you leave such a good situation for a challenge? I like easy. That's what I like. I like easy. I don't want things to be hard.
Well, I think that's the majority of us, even though we know that, you know, only great things come when you have to work for them, John.
Well, Mike Norvell has worked for them, you know.
Yes, we like easy. We prefer easy, but we know you got
to
work.
But he's worked to get it to where it is. He sustained it when we got the job from Justin Fuente. And obviously we know Memphis is going to have a competitive offer for him. They're going to get him close to four, if not more, who knows. I think it would be a mistake to take the Arkansas job. I think you can win here. He's only 38. You can win here for another year, another 2 years. And by then, you know, maybe Nick Saban's a little bit closer to being done in Alabama, right? So then all the other jobs, like, they gain value in the SEC. You know, you can take like maybe a mid-tier job in the SEC becomes a little bit better because Nick Saban's that much closer to mm-hmm. walking away, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just think you can let the college landscape change a little bit while you still continue to win, make a lot of money, get players, have a lot of fan support in Memphis. I would sit this one out.
Well, you didn't leave me much there. You pretty much hit everything because I agree with you. You've got all the leverage in the world right now because you're not even the highest paid in the AAC. Add that to the fact that, look, you know, Arkansas was just paying Chad four. You're coming off one of your greatest seasons. You figure they're going to raise him up. The opportunity to be rich will be there. Here's the key. There's no reason to go do that now. Some people have used his age as a reason Mike would be willing to take more of a risk, willing to take this because he's so young.
Yep.
38 gives you an opportunity, what, in that scenario, to fail and bounce back. But, again, I would ask, why take such a risk? John just talked about it. I mean, you're on that west side where of the SEC where, look, you're always going to be behind most of the big dogs in the west,
yep.
John Martin. I mean,
yep.
Nobody even talks about Texas A&M.
Absolutely. And they gave Jimbo a lot of money.
Jimbo going to be there for a lifetime with all the money they gave him, and he's going to have those one or two or three good seasons where they're high, and maybe they do knock off
Absolutely.
An Alabama or an LSU, and they're up at the top. My point is,
no doubt.
My point is, why go – take that money, right, get rich now. And sure, if you get fired in 2 years, you'll still be rich. But then everything's changed about you. Then you're no longer the hot candidate, right?
Exactly.
You can keep that going. You can keep that going and get the raise you want, right, by bringing this back. Hey, Arkansas's offered me. But I love you guys. You've already got that set up. I love
yep.
it here, right? I need a raise. Hell, just in my own AAC, I'm not the highest paid anymore. I just gave you an AAC championship we're hoping and expecting, right? So raise me up, and then I'll wait, right, till the other job comes.
No
I've
doubt.
Said it. Why?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.